afternoon and welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. This is Current Issues, and I am Hisham Tilawi with Mark Glynn of the American Free Press, and you are listening to Current Issues coming to you live from the Republic Broadcasting Network. In the first hour, ladies and gentlemen, we talked about the Columbia University fiasco with Lee Ballinger, the president, and the president of Iran. And just to be fair, what I would like to do is play a little soundbite of what Ahmadinejad had said, and then we'll move on into something else. And, of course, we do welcome your phone calls at 800-313-9443. So let's listen to Ahmadinejad.
Ladies and gentlemen, at the outset, I would like to extend my greetings to all of you. I'm grateful to the Almighty God for providing me with the opportunity to be in an academic environment. Those seeking truth and striving for the promotion of science and knowledge. At the outset, I want to complain a bit from the person who read this political statement against me. In Iran, tradition requires that when we demand a person to invite as a to be a speaker, we actually respect our students and the professors by allowing them to make their own judgment. And we don't think it's necessary before the speech is even given to come in with a series of claims. And to attempt in a so-called manner to provide vaccination of some sort to our students and our faculty. I think the text read by the dear gentleman here, more than addressing me, was an insult to information and the knowledge of the audience here, present here. In a university environment, we must allow people to speak their mind, to allow everyone to talk, so that the truth is eventually revealed by all. Most certainly, he took more than all the time I was allocated to speak, and that's fine with me. We'll just leave that to add up with the claims of respect for freedom and the freedom of speech that is given to us in this country. In many parts of his speech, there were many insults and claims that were incorrect, regretfully. Of course, I think that he was affected by the press, the media, and the political sort of mainstream line that you read here that goes against the very grain of the need for peace and stability in the world around us. Nonetheless, I should not begin by being affected by this unfriendly treatment. I will tell you what I have to say, and then the questions he can raise, and I'll be happy to provide answers. But as for one of the issues that he did raise, I most certainly would need to elaborate further so that we for ourselves can see how things fundamentally work. It was my decision in this valuable forum and meeting to speak with you about the importance of knowledge, of information, of education. Academics and religious scholars are shining torches.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, we will be right back.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 420. 426 Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426 Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
Catholic priest calls for Christians to resist unjust war. It is an established historical fact that the Vatican has publicly stated that the Iraqi war is an unjust war. However, it miserably failed to tell its Catholic soldiers that it is a mortal sin to attack Iraq. The Protestant ministers in unison should take the logical step of telling their soldiers that it is a serious offense against God to participate in this unjust war. However, if enough Protestant ministers do not take this logical step, then the lay Catholics and Protestants have a serious obligation to demand of their clergy to take this logical step publicly. Personally, I am doing all that I can to stop the continuation of the murder, carnage, and suffering that is being committed against the innocent people of Iraq in this terrible, unjust war. For additional facts regarding this grave matter, order the lecture by Father John Martinez entitled WW3 Can Still Be Prevented. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on our web banner for more information and ordering.
Today's energy infrastructure is antiquated and fails to meet the needs and demands of its customers. Our renewable energy solar program is the first to give you the opportunity to adopt green energy in your home without having to make a huge investment. Our renewable energy solar system converts sunlight directly into usable electricity where utility power and net metering are available. Our grid-connected solar electric system is designed to produce 100% of the energy consumed by you throughout the year that is allowed by net metering laws. It's finally affordable to go solar. There's no system to purchase, no installation costs, no maintenance fees, no permit hassles, no performance worries, and no rate increases. Reserve your system today. Call 866-276-3975. That's 866-276-3975. Or click on the web banner at RBN. Rethink solar and join the solution. Together, we can make a difference.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. We are coming to you live from the Republic Broadcasting Network, and let's continue with this. I'll tell you what, let's go to the phones. Have George from Illinois. Go ahead, George.
Hi, Mark. Thank you for taking my call.
Hi, George.
I have some information and about what another caller asked about, as well as talking about Ahmadinejad. I'd like to really talk about him. I just wanted to expand on one of the other callers. He asked a very, very key question, which I've been asking myself. What are some great, uncensored, independent, and investigative internet sources, internet newspapers? And I did a lot of investigation in the last month of that, and I came up with one good site that has done a lot of research, Wayne Madsen Report, madsenreport.com. Mm-hmm. And he's got about 60 national and about 60 international sites, which are extremely, I think, well chosen. And I've researched it and read their articles, and they're outstanding. It's not a complete list. There's about six or seven countries missing, but I think it's a good start for anyone doing research or investigative work, or you know, just general interest about what other countries think about United States foreign policy or domestic policy. It's very instructive, very good to have. Four that I really recommend in the Middle East area that is of very much interest today is in Palestine, ptimes.com. In Iran, it's tehrantimes.com. In Lebanon is dailystar.com. In Israel, it's haaretz.com. And those I rely upon. Those are super sources, I think.
Okay.
And they're independent.
Okay, very good, George. Thanks for the info. Yes, I agree with you. The newspapers that you have mentioned, I can't say they are 100% independent, but that's as close to independence you're going to get in the countries that you have spoke of. Now, of course, you are always going to have a little bias here and there, but yes, you can rely on information you see. But you know what? Any information you get from anywhere, I don't care who the source of that information, you must do your homework, go back and check that information to make sure that what you are hearing is actually what took place. But the internet is full of websites. I mean, Iran is not like, we don't want to say it's like the old Soviet Union where it's closed society. It is not. Iran is an open society, but let's, you know, define open, not as we define open here, where go out and do whatever the heck you want to. In Iran, there are some restrictions. The society restricts people. You know, Mark, George, thanks for the call. You have any other questions?
I think you wanted to go move on. But can I keep holding on? And I want to talk about Ahmadinejad for a second.
Very quick. If you have a question, go ahead and ask.
Okay. I had listened to Scott Pelley, 60 Minutes, the midweek interview with Ahmadinejad, and I really learned a lot about Ahmadinejad in the interview, because he talked about things that you would never know had you not studied in depth many of the issues. And if anyone gets a chance to listen to that audio, it's very important and enlightening. You'll come away with a lot of new information about what Ahmadinejad thinks his country's future is expected to be. And he's a scholar. He speaks several languages. He's actually a man of faith, and his reputation has been completely twisted, in my opinion, based on several of the letters and articles he's written and his website. I'm interested to find out what the person says from his own mouth. And
right.
I actually am pretty impressed.
Very good.
Anyways, thank you very much.
Appreciate it. Sure. You know, Mark, Mark's still with me, huh?
I'm still here. Hey, I'm always here. When have you ever called upon me and I wasn't there
ready to
help out my friend?
I was just checking. You know, Mark, we are concentrating on the wrong subject here. And, you know, we're concentrating on Ahmadinejad and how right he is and what he says. You know, we need to understand Ahmadinejad is the political president of a country. And definitely what he's going to say is the things that are good for his country. And rightfully so. Rightfully so. I don't expect Ahmadinejad to come over and talk bad about Iran like Joseph Lieberman will. You know, you don't expect him to talk like Dick Cheney. You expect him to say the things that are good for Iran. But the question is, let's see, what is this dilemma with Iran? Why are we so tangled up with Iran that we feel we have to go and attack this country? A couple of days ago, Joseph Lieberman had introduced a congressional act, and it was passed, to basically recognize and endorse the idea that the Revolutionary Guard, the Iranian Revolutionary Guard, is a terrorist organization. And with him doing so, that is very much, because remember, we are in a war on terrorism. We are fighting terrorism. So that very much was a declaration of war by the Congress of the United States, and the people in the United States did not even know what took place. Do you see that it was a declaration of war with them passing that congressional bill?
Well, obviously, the mechanics of it, the fact that that in this bill it is calling upon the president to exert all of the resources at his fingertips, the military resources, in going after the country of Iran, yeah, that is, whether it's a declaration of war or not, is meaningless. The fact of the matter is that it is goading the president to push the button in initiating military action against Iran. So, I mean, and let's keep in mind, I mean, we haven't had a declaration of war in a long, long time. I mean, we're in Iraq right now without a declaration of war. We were in Iraq 17 years ago without a declaration of war. Okay? So whether it's a formal declaration of war by Congress or not doesn't matter. The fact of the matter is that people, millions of people, are still dying. So this is what we have to keep in mind. And also, Hashem, you know, going back to what you said, yes, you're right. We are focusing too much attention on this issue of Iran and Ahmadinejad instead of focusing on the real issue, which is who is responsible for causing all of this trouble? Who is responsible for getting us involved in this debacle in Iraq? And what is their agenda? You see, and this is the problem. You see, we can't talk about Zionism. We can't talk about Israel. You can't talk about anything dealing with Jewish power in this country without incurring the wrath of the system that has been set up. But we are going to have to begin dealing with this situation sooner or later unless we consign ourselves to sending our children off to fight and die for the benefit of this foreign hostile power, as well as alienating ourselves and making enemies of the entire world. I mean, as it stands right now, there is really only one country who we can say is our friend, and even with that, it's the kind of friend that we really don't need, that nobody really needs, and that's Israel. Every country in the world looks unfavorably upon us. Now, so far that a bully can go before the rest of the kids on the playground rise up against him, and I fear that this is what's going to happen to the United States.
Mark, if we have an enemy in the Middle East, that enemy is the state of Israel.
Right.
That's the enemy of the United States. But, you know, I want to concentrate on...
Well, back up a second, Hashem. Back up a second. Mm-hmm. You see, because maybe some people coming to this discussion for the first time, they're going to say, well, what do you mean Israel is our enemy in the United, in the Middle East? What has she ever done to us? Well,
Let me finish my thought, Mark, and this will answer their question.
All right.
Last year at the American Free Press Barnes Review conference, I made the following statement, and I meant it. I meant it then. And I mean it now. Now it is even more clearer to me. I said, now, everyone who knows me knows that I came from Palestine. I'm a Palestinian American. I came from a country that is militarily occupied by Israel. To the land of the free and the brave, it turned out to be occupied by Israel too. That's what I said a year ago, and this is what I'm saying now. Because right now, our country is politically occupied by the pro-Israel lobby, which is the Israelis. If it's pro-Israel, that means those who are occupying our government's offices in Washington work for Israel. A coup had taken place, Mark, in the United States, and the people of the United States don't even know about it. It's a silent coup that has been taken place, and it is not a coup against the government. It's a coup against the whole system of government in the United States. A select few have their hands on all three branches of our government, in addition to our academia and our media press, I might add. We'll continue with this when we come back.
Have you heard of a privacy crisis? Odds are you're already immersed in one. The U.S. government is now legally tapping phones, monitoring emails, tracking purchases, and seizing property in record numbers. Banks are demanding invasive personal information for even the smallest transaction. Unfortunately, stalkers looking to harm you or your financial situation are using the same methods. So how can you protect yourself, your loved ones, and all that you own? Well, the first step is to purchase the most important how-to book you'll ever read. It's called Privacy Crisis by author Grant Hall. In minutes, you'll know the methods he himself has used and advised others about in order to to bank anonymously, open a safety deposit box without a social security number. With Privacy Crisis, you'll discover how to avoid judgments, seal your credit files airtight, drop off the radar, and virtually disappear from those looking to cause you injury. The ebook and hardcover versions are available at www.privacycrisis.com. Grant Hall's Privacy Crisis contains information and legal methods the powers that be don't want you to know. Travel, bank, work, and live anonymously. Live free. You can also order Privacy Crisis by telephone. Call 702-433-6222.
Introducing the new Blueprint Water Unit. This one-of-a-kind water technology uses natural frequencies to clean harmful toxins from your drinking water. We start with one of the best four-stage reverse osmosis systems. Then we retrofit the Blueprint water system with twin vortices. This primary technology is designed to clear harmful water memory. We then imprint Blueprint frequencies harmonic to the human body. This is the only known living water recreated by live essence infusion. According to reports from users, the water helps balance the body's internal pH. Others have said the water has helped promote weight loss through detoxification. This water is so good, your body begins to crave its healthy input. For more information, call Natural Solution toll-free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. Once again, that's 866-885-6625.
Do you know that you can go solar for under $1,200 now? Hi, this is Ken Solar. As you may have heard by now, I've been designing alternative energy packages for over a decade. The solar power generators that I produce will get you all the solar power you need for your household essentials. Your refrigerator, your freezer, lights, fans, electric blankets, TV, radio, clocks, phones, computers, and a lot more. No gas, no fumes, and they're totally silent. Each solar power generator comes complete with everything you'll need, including the solar panel, a 3,000-watt peak inverter, a step-by-step quick setup sheet, and battery backup. I reached that point in my life where I just didn't want to have to rely on everyone else anymore. You know, power companies, government. Anyway, getting yourself free from the utility grid is a lot easier than you might think. Are you ready to go solar? Give me a call now at 239-677-3073. Or order them on my website at a 10% discount on kensolar.com. That's kensolar.com.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. We are coming to you live from the Republic Broadcasting Network. I'm your host, Hisham Tilawi, and with me is Mark Glynn, reporter for the American Free Press. Now, let me just summarize what I just said a while ago, then we're going to go to the phones. What I said is a group of people, a select group of people, had taken over our systems of government, have manipulated an ideology, has manipulated our government system and our system of powers, where they are picking and choosing who goes where and when and what these people should and should not do. They have manipulated our academia. They have manipulated our press to basically program you, the listener, the viewer, the reader of their magazines, books, and newspapers, to believe in one thing and one thing only, in their agenda. That's what we have here. This is the coup that I'm talking about. It doesn't matter who becomes in what congressional district is elected to that seat, because any one of these people is already have been picked and chosen to be in that position, and they understand what they have to do in order to get that power, in order to get that money, because money and power, humans will sell their souls to achieve. Let's go to Canada with Ramsey. Go ahead, Ramsey, you're up.
Hello?
Yes, hi.
Hello, sir.
Hello.
How are you?
I'm fine, thank you.
So I just want to say that there's a complete double standard regarding what the president of the of Columbia University said that he said that he like he never mentioned and the media never mentioned what Israel says about the Palestinians, like they're wiping off the Palestinians
okay.
by building.
Ramsey, understand the music is coming up, which means we have a break coming up. I don't hear the music, but no, okay, there's no break. Must be an old message that I just received. Okay, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Oh, sorry. Like Israel is occupying the West Bank and killing Palestinians, and he had the audacity to question Iran's making a statement, and Israel makes statements all the time about expelling the Palestinians. And obviously this guy, the Columbia University president, is like a secretary to the Jewish lobby. And sir, I just want to ask you something. What do you think of the Alan Greenspan saying that this was a war for oil?
The only answer that I have, where was Alan Greenspan when this war was taking place? And number two, Alan Greenspan was one of the architects of this whole thing, and I think now it's time to distract people from the real reasons of why that war took place. You know, to me, what we are seeing happening in Iraq, and a couple of days ago, the Senate and our Congress had voted on a plan to basically, in so many ways, it says to divide Iraq. And this is the old policy that the Zionists had way back in 1982 when they said that the only way they're going to defeat the Arabs is if they, and they took every country in the Arab world and said we're going to do 1, 2, 3 to it. And Iraq was to divide, take Saddam out, divide it into three weaker, possibly four states. And that's exactly what we're seeing happening here. So that was the objective. Now, if the oil was more of an extra, as we call it here in Louisiana, we say lanyab, for something that you get as an extra or for nothing. So that's my take on it. What do you think, Mark?
As far as Greenspan goes,
right.
I agree with you on this. I mean, why is he talking about oil when everybody, I mean, let's face it, are all of these things such as the Project for the New American Century and all of these other neocons that are filling Bush's administration, are all these things just figments of our imagination? Are we supposed to not see these things? The whole Israeli plan, I mean, this is the thing. I mean, when you have people like him coming forward, and let's face it, I mean, if two guys like you and I and the rest of the listeners of this program can figure out who done it with regards to this crime, I'm certain that Mr. Greenspan has got much better resources in understanding what went on. So I see this entire thing, in addition to him wanting to sell books, I also see it as an operation in misinformation.
Very good. Thank you, Ramsey.
Thank you.
Okay. Mark, let's switch gears to what's going on next month at the conference, the Crescent and the Cross conference in California. How is that shaping up?
Everything is moving along very well. We're getting quite a few reservations, a lot of interest in it. So I just booked the last plane ticket today for the last speaker. So. Everything,
okay. You know what?
So far
this time,
on.
This time, I do hear the music. So we will be right back.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.
Today's energy infrastructure is antiquated and fails to meet the needs and demands of its customers. Our renewable energy solar program is the first to give you the opportunity to adopt green energy in your home without having to make a huge investment. Our renewable energy solar system converts sunlight directly into usable electricity, where utility power and net metering are available. Our grid-connected solar electric system is designed to produce 100% of the energy consumed by you throughout the year that is allowed by net metering laws. It's finally affordable to go solar. There's no system to purchase, no installation costs, no maintenance fees, no permit hassles, no performance worries, and no rate increases. Reserve your system today. Call 866-276-3975. That's 866-276-3975. Or click on the web banner at RBN. Rethink solar and join the solution. Together, we can make a difference.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
Pinch me, Bill. I can't believe it. A few months ago, I couldn't even afford gas for my car. And here we are with season tickets on the 50-yard line.
I know what you mean, John. I remember the day you saw my new car and asked me if I robbed Bill Gates. Our lives sure have changed since we discovered DidYouRobBillGates.com.
I was struggling to make ends meet. Now I've got a new car and a college fund for Lisa when she graduates from high school next year. And I owe it all to you because you told me about DidYouRobBillGates.com.
Hey, John, we all win when the money problems disappear. I want to tell everybody because the more people we have on the success team, the better it works. It's hard for the little guy these days. We pool our resources to level the playing field.
So the more people that go to www.DidYouRobBillGates.com, the more cash for everybody. What a concept.
Gentlemen, we are back. And, you know, Mark, I'm going to let you finish your thought, but I think I found a way. You know, we're always trying to squeeze pennies here and there and asking people to help RBN and help current issues. I think we need to go rob Bill Gates.
I don't know about that. I think that, you know, you look at these people and all the money that they've got, and the fact that they basically have done nothing except to make the world a worse place to live in.
Right.
Personally, I am impressed with what our ragtag little, team of truth seekers and freedom fighters have been able to accomplish with very little. And so,
speak for yourself.
I'd like to have a little bit more money. What's that? Ragtag, yes, we are ragtag.
Who are you calling ragtags? We are here at RBN and current issues, and the people you're talking about, that is first-class operation. We just don't have money.
I agree. I agree.
Can you imagine what I would do with $1 million, like if somebody's listening out there and they want to put us on their on their will or something so we can continue the struggle? You know, just give us $1 million and see what we're going to do with it.
Now, I know what you'd do with it. You'd pack up and you'd move someplace else and we'd never hear from you again.
Probably. I'd probably have to go underground.
That's right.
Okay. So what's going on with
with the conference. Who's coming? And now the title of the conference is the No More Wars for Israel, because we really believe that the war in Iraq and the war that we are about to take on on Iran are wars for Israel, and we believe in it so much that we are having a conference set up in California. So tell me who's coming and what we're going to talk about. And then also talk about this guy, the Armenian, because I did not forget the first question. I wanted to leave it until we start talking about the conference where the Jews were involved in the Armenian genocide.
Yes, well, in fact, why don't we just start off talking about him then? His name is Bedros Hajan, and he is an Armenian pastor of an Armenian church down in Los Angeles. They have quite a large community of Armenians down there in Los Angeles, and they're very dedicated people, not the least of which is due to the fact that for the last almost century now, they have been trying to make people aware of what happened to them about a century ago when nearly 1.5 million Armenian Christians were slaughtered by the Turks. Now, the conventional history of it has been that, you know, the big old mean Muslims did this to the Christians, but Mr. Hajan has a different take on this, and he shows that what happened is that when the Young Turks, this revolutionary movement, took over Turkey, the people who took over were Zionists who pretended to convert to Islam. And so it was not a Muslim, another instance of Muslim hatred of Christianity or anything like that. It was actually something that the Zionists had engineered. And so he's got some fascinating information to share with us. He has promised to bring quite a few of his compatriots there, and I'm very excited about this. So let's see. So we have Bedros Hajan. We have some of the Liberty survivors are going to be there to talk about their experiences 40 years ago when Israel attacked a United States ship and slaughtered 34 American sailors on board. We have, of course, Michael Collins Piper, who's going to be there. Patrick Grimm, very well-known internet writer and commentator, brilliant writer. As I've said before, I'm green with envy over his abilities. He really is very talented, and we're lucky that he's finally decided to come out into the open and to share his talents with all of us. Joe Cortina, who's been a guest on several RBN programs
by
before.
The way, Joe Cortina wrote a nice letter to Lee Bollinger. I don't know read it or not.
Yes, anybody interested in reading it, if you go to the Crescent and Cross website, it's on the front page news updates for today, and it's called An Open Letter to Lee Bollinger. Very well written. Joe's a very passionate man. I anticipate that he is going to definitely hit a home run at the conference with his speech. We have Mark Dankoff, a daily radio host at RBN. Of course, we have the one and only irreplaceable Hisham Talawi, who's going to be there.
All right.
What's that?
I said, all right.
Yes, exactly. Yeah. So we have Father Christopher Hunter. He's a traditional Catholic priest and a writer. Very much, you know, you don't see many Catholic priests coming out and standing up against Israel and what she's doing. Father Hunter is going to give a very interesting speech on how there is no biblical justification for this thing known as the State of Israel, according to classical Christian teachings of the last 2,000 years. Of course, all we hear is the likes of John Hagee and these other Christian Zionist false prophets. And they take these biblical verses and they distort them and twist them in order to justify Israel's existence. But Father Hunter, he's going to give us the truth on this and to show how biblically no Christian can support the creation of the State of Israel.
We have
Mark Green and Wendy Campbell of Marwin TV. We have Dr. Kalkab Sadiq, the publisher of the Islamic magazine New Trends. Let's see, Professor Ray Goodwin, a very accomplished writer for the Barnes Review. He's going to be there to speak. We have black nationalist leader Dr. Robert Brock. Ellen Mariani, whose husband was killed on 9/11. I don't know which flight it was, but he was killed that day. And she's going to talk about the lawsuits that she's been involved in trying to get the truth of what happened that day out to the American people. And then Joaquin Martello, a very well-known writer on the Internet, he's a Muslim, a researcher, activist. He's going to talk about the penetration of the American political system by these Zionist groups. And he's going to go into a little bit more detail than what we normally hear out there, because he has, he has accumulated personal, firsthand, and secondhand information of how this corruption works. And this promises to be a particularly interesting speech as well. So, it's 2 weeks from this weekend. It looks to be like it's going to be a wonderful gathering.
Mark, how can people get more information about it?
Yeah, anybody interested in getting more information can email me at No More Wars for Israel. That's all one word. No More Wars for Israel at yahoo.com. Or you can go to the website that has been set up for this event, which is found at nomorewarsforisrael.blogspot.com.
Okay. Now, Crescent and the Cross, and let's just give people a little of historical background for that movement of sorts. A few years, I don't know how long it's been, about 2 years ago we started this.
Oh, you of horrible memory. It's been about 2.5 years.
Oh, well, you're worse than a woman with dates. Okay, 2.5 years. Me and you, as a Muslim and a Christian, the Crescent and the Cross, we saw something and we said, this is wrong. We need to teach people that the problem is not between Muslims and Christians. There is no basis, none whatsoever, for a discourse between Muslims and Christians. These two people have lived together for over 1,400 years, and they managed to live together with understanding that, you know, we recognize, like as Muslims, they recognize the Christian religion. And none of this stuff that you hear in the news is true about the Muslim religion. And that's when we started this particular movement, and we called it the Crescent and the Cross Solidarity Movement. And it's amazing in 2.5 years, Mark. And by the way, let me give credit where credit is due. The website, the Crescent and the Cross website, that is Mark. He's taking care of that. I can't say that I have anything to do with that. I'm not trying to not be obligated to it for liability, but I can't say that I have done anything for it. But the idea of a Crescent and a Cross coming together for world peace, this is genuine, Mark.
Yes,
this
it is
what we need to continue with.
Yes, and the thing is, you know, my personal theory is this, Hashem. I think that the Zionists knew a long time ago that this cooperation, this friendship between the Christian and the Muslim world was an inevitability of sorts, because they may not be brothers with each other, but they are at least cousins. There's enough similarities between the two religions and the two cultures that would lead to a certain amount of cooperation. Now, the Zionists could not have a friendship like this take place, particularly as, you know, the Western world began increasing its contact with the Middle East, you know, for reasons of oil and trade and things like this. And so they have deliberately started this war between the Christian and the Muslim worlds in the interest of having them wipe each other out, so that what is left after that is their little domain for the picking. And so, you know, we have got to do this. We have got to make the particularly the Christians understand that the Muslims are not an organic enemy, and that they're being set up. They're being played for dupes. And you know, you're talking about 1 billion Christians around the world and 1 billion Muslims around the world. And that, in my estimation, you get 2 billion people at each other's throats like that, and that is a recipe for Armageddon.
You know, Mark, they knew what they were doing, because they counted on the ignorance of the Western world, the Christian world, that is, when it comes to Islam. The Christian world was well aware of Islam, let's say, a couple of hundred years ago. But I guarantee you, not too many people before 9/11 knew much about Islam. And this is why now the media is able to drill into their heads that this religion wants us armed. And this is far from the truth, you know. Mm-hmm. But on the other hand, people in the Muslim world knew the Christian world and knew about Christianity, because to Muslims, Christianity is the basis. Christianity and the teachings of Abraham and Moses is the basis for Islam. And they look at Jesus and Christianity, they look at Islam as a continuity to the message of Jesus. So they are aware of the message of Jesus and what Christianity is all about. But unfortunately, Christians in the Christian world don't know what Islam is all about. Now, Christians in the Arab and Muslim world, they understand what Islam is all about. And they have absolutely no problem with it because they understand the religion.
Yeah,
but
and you know what?
Here,
backing that up, what you just said, Hisham, I was reading a story in, I believe it was the Jerusalem Post the other day, and it was talking about how there is this rise in attacks on Christians in Gaza. There's a very small Christian community in Gaza, and how there is now something unprecedented, which is that you have fighting taking place between the Christians and Muslims in Gaza. Of course, the peace, I think, is meant to further along this idea that, you know, Hamas and the mean old Muslim Palestinians, and look at what they're doing to the poor Christians. But they were sloppy in it because they quoted some of the Christians in Gaza who had suffered some of these attacks, and they said, these Christians said, "We've never had a problem with our Muslim neighbors before. We've always gotten along. The Christians and Muslims have always gotten along." And I think about the comments that were made by I think it was the Bishop of Jerusalem a few years ago, who was saying, and this is the Christian bishop, and he said, anybody who tries to make the case that the Christians and the Muslims in Palestine have never gotten along, that this is nothing but a big lie, as big as the lie that said that there were weapons of mass destruction in Iraq. So here you have the Christians themselves in the Middle East saying that the Muslims and the Christians have gotten along, that this entire scenario that has been painted by the Zionist media, that the Christians and the Muslims can't live together because the Muslims are violent and that they're out to convert by the sword, this is nothing but a lie. It is a ruse that is being done deliberately in order to convince Americans into sending their children off to fight and die. And not just Americans, by the way, but all the Christian world. The Zionists would like to see every Western Christian country in the world fighting the Muslims.
By the way, you're going to laugh at this, Mark. I just received an email from someone, and I caught, it says, "Why do I get the feeling Mark Glynn is going to invite everyone to dinner and have all their heads chopped off?" by the way, if anyone wants to send me an email, you can send it to Tillawi, T-I-L-L-A-W-I, at currentissues.tv.
Well, so, I guess what this individual is saying is that really I'm a Muslim in disguise. But you know what? It's amazing if you get yourself a book and you sit down and you read instead of listening to the garbage that the Zionist media in this country pours into your mind, you might learn a few things. Prior to 9/11, I assumed that most of what I had been taught growing up as a Christian about Islam and about the Muslims, that there was a certain amount of truth to it. And then I went out and I got a book and I started reading. The book was called The Quran. And all of these things that I had been told were supposedly in the Quran about, that Christians are dogs and that they have to be killed or subjugated, this was not true. Instead, I found more references to Jesus and to his mother than I did in...
52 times. Right. 52 times Jesus is mentioned in the Quran, while Muhammad was mentioned only 5 times. There is a whole chapter called Maryam, which is the Blessed Mother. And it's a lot of, like I said, Muslims look at Christianity as part of their religion because Muslims are ordered. One of the main pillars of being of the faith of Islam is the belief in God's books. That's number one. And the belief in God's messengers and prophets. We'll catch this and we'll go to the phone call when we come back. So, ladies and gentlemen, we will be right back.
Have you heard of a privacy crisis? Odds are you're already immersed in one. The U.S. government is now legally tapping phones, monitoring emails, tracking purchases, and seizing property in record numbers. Banks are demanding invasive personal information for even the smallest transaction. Unfortunately, stalkers looking to harm you or your financial situation are using the same methods. So how can you protect yourself, your loved ones, and all that you own? Well, the first step is to purchase the most important how-to book you'll ever read. It's called Privacy Crisis by author Grant Hall. In minutes, you'll know the methods he himself has used and advised others about in order to bank anonymously, open a safety deposit box without a social security number. With Privacy Crisis, you'll discover how to avoid judgments, seal your credit files airtight, drop off the radar, and virtually disappear from those looking to cause you injury. The ebook and hardcover versions are available at www.privacycrisis.com. Grant Hall's Privacy Crisis contains information and legal methods the powers that be don't want you to know. Travel, bank, work, and live anonymously. Live free. You can also order Privacy Crisis by telephone. Call 702-433-6222.
Introducing the new Blueprint Water Unit. This one-of-a-kind water technology uses natural frequencies to clean harmful toxins from your drinking water. We start with one of the best four-stage reverse osmosis systems. Then we retrofit the Blueprint Water System with twin vortices. This primary technology is designed to clear harmful water memory. We then imprint Blueprint frequencies harmonic to the human body. This is the only known living water recreated by live essence infusion. According to reports from users, the water helps balance the body's internal pH. Others have said the water has helped promote weight loss through detoxification. This water is so good, your body begins to crave its healthy input. For more information, call Natural Solution toll-free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. Once again, that's 866-885-6625.
Do you know that you can go solar for under $1,200 now? Hi, this is Ken Solar. As you may have heard by now, I've been designing alternative energy packages for over a decade. The solar power generators that I produce will get you all the solar power you need for your household essentials. Your refrigerator, your freezer, lights, fans, electric blankets, TV, radio, clocks, phones, computers, and a lot more. No gas, no fumes, and they're totally silent. Each solar-powered generator comes complete with everything you'll need, including the solar panel, a 3,000-watt peak inverter, a step-by-step quick setup sheet, and battery backup. I reached that point in my life where I just didn't want to have to rely on everyone else anymore. Power companies, government. Anyway, getting yourself free from the utility grid is a lot easier than you might think. Are you ready to go solar? Give me a call now at 239-677-3073 or order them on my website at a 10% discount on kensolar.com. That's kensolar.com.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. So, I guess this will be the last segment until next week. Mark.
Si, senor.
Si, senor. I think we should invite this guy to the conference. So can I just have an open invitation for him and everybody else out there?
Oh, you mean so that I can chop their heads off? Yeah, that's me. That's me, Mr. Jihad. You know,
yeah,
this is the thing, Hashem. It really does aggravate me because all that we're trying to do here is to stop this disaster that's taking place now and to prevent an even worse disaster. I mean, you know that the day is going to come.
Okay, Mark, hurry up because I need
stopped.
I want to go to the phones. Hurry up.
Oh, all right. Well, they're going to look back and they're going to say, wow, why didn't anybody warn us about all this? Why didn't anybody tell us we were being lied to?
Very good.
All right, that's it.
Because I know Byron is being holding. Go ahead, Byron.
Sorry for taking up
Byron?
Your noise. And I hope I can make a little bit of sense. I get terrible when I get on the phone. But anyway, Mark, I happen to be a Lebanese Christian that my family came here almost 100 years ago to the United States. You know, you made a statement about the some Christians were complaining about the Muslims kind of mistreating them. What do you think would happen when you have a Christian nation like the United States that has applied a Jewish country for the last 20, 30 years with weapons that they've been absolutely decimating the Muslim and the Palestinians and Lebanese and whoever else in the Middle East? How do you think if it was reversed where the Christians was a majority and the say the Muslims were had this power at United States Health and they were going against the Christians, do you think the Christians would have been as patient and got along with the Muslims
Excellent point.
Yeah, and this is something that I've always told people whenever they ask me. I say, listen, there's nothing difficult to understand about the situation. You go into a country and you kill a bunch of innocent women and children. I don't care what the predominant religion may be in that country. The men of that country are going to get mad and they're going to pick up a gun and they're going to come after whoever did it. So it's very simple. You know, I tell people the West has not had to fight a war against the Muslims for close to three centuries now. Now, why all of a sudden, just coincidentally, we find ourselves fighting the Muslim world again because of our association and support of the Zionist state that's been butchering these innocent people now for nearly a century. It's very simple. You want to understand why Islamic extremism exists? It's because we have been the extremists in sitting by and allowing these horrible Zionists to go and murder these innocent women and children now for nearly a century. So that is the long and short of it. I wish we had more time to go into it, but I guess we don't. But Byron, it's good to talk to you again.
Okay.
Thanks,
I guess
Byron.
You're out
Appreciate
of time.
It.
There was just one other point I was going to make, if I may.
Okay.
Sure. Go ahead. We're
how
coming
can
to the end.
And I think I brought this up. I know on this show before, but maybe not
okay.
Tomorrow.
Byron, unfortunately, we are out of time.
All
Keep
right,
it till next week.
Bye.
Very good. Ladies and gentlemen, unfortunately, our time is over, and we will see you next Saturday, 4 o'clock Central. Don't forget to watch Current Issues TV Tuesdays and Thursdays, www.currentissues.tv. Go do the right thing. Good night. Thank you, Mark.
It's true.